BP engineers implemented the fix after other efforts failed over the past 3 weeks. BP Vice President Kent Wells says the method will reduce the amount of oil spewing into the water.
What we've done is the oil and gas have been leaking out through the end of the riser. And what we've done is submit a tool in the end of the riser to start to extract some of that flow and bring it directly to the drill ship so it never enters into the Gulf of Mexico.
BP says a more complete solution is needed. The next step is to try to pump mud and other materials to the seafloor and block the well.
Our anticipation is that it'll be another 7 to 10 days to complete all of the preparations that we need to exercise this option. And then at that point, we'll pump the kill mud and hopefully have this well killed and the well shut off and the flow shut off.
Cleanup work continues across parts of Louisiana and other states hit by the oil. Scientists worry the crisis will spread as the oil moves with underwater currents in the Gulf. Vernon Asper of the University of Southern Mississippi says much of the oil is under the surface where it cannot be monitored.
This oil, as you can see, has depth. It's not only the size of Manhattan in area, but it's also several hundred meters depth.
The crisis has halted fishing in eastern parts of Louisiana, but fishing waters remain open in western parts of the state for now. Clayton Morena is watching and worrying about the future.
Hopefully to get it capped off and we won't have to worry about anything over here. It hadn't made it here yet, so hopefully it won't.
Residents across the Gulf are concerned about how far the crisis may spread. Brian Wagner, VOA News.